Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, we live in a world where technology is practically glued to our hands. Think about it. Phones buzzing constantly, notifications popping up every few minutes, social media feeds demanding our attention. It can feel like technology's got us on a leash, right? Ever feel like your brain's running at a million miles an hour, just trying to keep up with the digital deluge? That's why today's episode is all about taking control of our relationship with technology. We're going to talk about how to use it in a way that actually enhances our lives instead of just consuming our time and energy. So, buckle up, because we're diving deep into some practical tips and tricks for transforming your tech experience from draining to downright empowering. You know, the kind of empowerment that leaves you feeling calm, focused, and ready to tackle anything life throws at you like a true stoic warrior. First things first, let's get real about why this matters. Technology can be a fantastic tool for connecting with people, learning new things, and even boosting productivity. But when it starts running the show, we lose sight of what truly matters. Building meaningful connections, pursuing our passions, and living in the present moment. Okay, so how do we break free from the tech trap? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your time and energy. 1. Set boundaries. This is huge, people. Imagine your day as a pie, how much of it should be dedicated to scrolling through feeds, checking emails, or binge-watching shows. Decide beforehand how much tech time is healthy for you and stick to it. You know that feeling when you get lost in an online rabbit hole and suddenly realize hours have gone by? Yeah, let's avoid those moments. 2. Schedule tech free time. Just like you schedule appointments or workouts, block out dedicated time in your day where technology is off limits. Use this time to connect with loved ones, engage in hobbies, get some fresh air, or simply relax and recharge. Think about it, those mindful walks, deep conversations, or creative endeavors that actually nourish your soul. They happen when you step away from the screen. Make it a priority. 3. Curate your digital feed. Seriously, unfollow accounts that drain your energy or make you feel inadequate. Fill your feed with inspiring content, positive messages, and people who uplift you. It's like creating a digital oasis of peace and positivity, wouldn't that be awesome? 4. Embrace offline activities. Remember those things you used to enjoy before the smartphone era? Reading books, playing board games, taking walks in nature. Dust off those hobbies and rediscover the joy of offline experiences. You know that feeling when you're truly engrossed in a good book or having a lively conversation with friends. That's pure magic, something technology can't replicate. 5. Practice mindful technology use. When you do engage with technology, be present. Instead of mindlessly scrolling, actively choose what you want to consume and how much time you spend on it. Ask yourself, is this adding value to my life? Is it helping me connect with others or learn something new? Think about it like this, your phone is a tool, not your master. You get to decide how and when it serves you. Let's imagine this. Sarah, a super-driven entrepreneur, was constantly glued to her phone, checking emails, social media, and news updates even during dinner with her family. She felt overwhelmed and exhausted. One day, she decided to take a break. She turned off notifications, set boundaries for tech use, and scheduled regular offline time for walks in nature and catching up with friends. Guess what? Sarah rediscovered the joy of being present, felt less stressed, and even improved her productivity. She realized that technology wasn't stealing her time, she was letting it. By setting boundaries and practicing mindful use, Sarah regained control over her digital life and found more balance and happiness. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to transform your relationship with technology. Remember, it's not about ditching tech altogether, but using it intentionally and wisely. By setting boundaries, scheduling offline time, curating your digital feed, embracing offline activities, and practicing mindful use, you can create a healthier, more fulfilling relationship with the digital world. Now go forth and reclaim your time. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these tips. Leave a review if you enjoyed it and join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together. Let's build our Stoic cores, one tech-free moment at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.